You're at home, so are the kids. You got to teach them. Who's the better teacher, mom or dad?
Dude, I'm so glad that the curriculum for 11-month-old is, where's your nose? Where is your nose? Where's mommy's nose?
Right.
You're a genius. That's it. But for people that are actually teaching their kids, like Jeff, your son is in
kindergarten. Yeah.
And then your two daughters, do they have, I know that sounds like a stupid question, but do they have at-home work right now?
Not really. I mean, no. We're in a good spot with their ages, but like, even if that was the case, my wife Jillian's a former teacher. So
yeah,
it's like,
she is.
It would be like if you were married to a nurse and you had a medical problem, or you were married to a lawyer and you had a legal problem. Like, it's like having an ace in the hole. Like, I've never had to worry about my teeth my entire life because my dad's a dentist. So I know I'm very fortunate because I've got a lot of people that I can rely on that are kind of experts.
I mean, hey, the Pepper household, if you need tires, my mom's got you. You need brake pads or struts? Right. My cousin Kyle, he's got you. We're more of a blue-collar family. We can keep you running and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really a health, dental, eye family.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is also a nurse, so, you know, again, and a NICU nurse at that. So, you know, like when Jillian was pregnant with our three kids, that was like an expert that we could go to at any time with questions.
Oh, yeah. My dad's a downsizer, so if you need anybody fired in your family, like, that's what he does.
Jesse, you've got an ace in the hole. Your dad's a cop.
I may have used that once in my life.
You think?
No speeding tickets for the Watts.
Well, Jesse's pretty anyways. Let's be honest. They pull. Okay. Yeah, right.
What if it's a girl cop? You don't know.
Again, they pull over a Pepper. They look at your license. Like, we're going to go ahead and take you down just in case. It wasn't me. I'm not even on that side. That's my Uncle Charlie. It wasn't even me. Well, we haven't seen him for a while. We're going to need to ask you a few questions.
Just say it wasn't you.
Every time. I just need a shirt that says that. But that's the thing, too. Like, teaching your kids at home, I would feel like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I would feel like moms would be better at it than dads. Does that sound, I don't want to sound sexist because I'm all about being a feminist. But
my
I feel
wife
like
is way better at it than I am. So I'm not going to fight you on that. Like, that's my life
like,
anyway.
A level of patience and like, your wife is like, Jesse, I'm sure you've seen it too. Jeff's wife, Jillian, is like the kid whisper, right?
Right.
Like, she's like the Caesar Milan of like parenting. Like, Parker was colicky and crying. Jillian held her and she stopped. I'm like, I'm your mother. I birthed you. Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
But like, Jillian has this touch.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, if Parker were in school, I know that we're all supposed to stay at home, but Parker would be at the, like, look, you got to go over there and learn something because this, you're not getting anything here.
And Jillian would go full on Caesar Milan. You need to show aggressive, dominant behavior.
Yeah, she's all like when even when they're at the park, she's teaching them. She's like, "You're a strong, powerful woman." I'm like, "Yes, I am." She's like, "I'm talking to the girls." I'm like, "That's right."
We've got it up as a poll right now on Facebook and Twitter. Mix 96.5 Houston. Who's the better teacher?